think you're groovy. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor, love me.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. On a trip to the North Carolina hurricane zone, President Trump argues that FEMA should be done away with.
They want to give you rules that you've never heard about. They want to bring people that aren't as good as the people you already have. And FEMA's turned out to be a disaster.
CBS's Dave Malkoff is in western North Carolina.
Helene hit this area more than 115 days ago. But if you walk down the street here and look around, it looks like it happened just yesterday. A family living in a bus, and there are a bunch of people living in trailers.
Later on today, the president goes to the Southern California fire zone. Shapes up to be very close when the U.S. Senate votes on Pete Hegseth's nomination to be defense secretary. It's expected later today. Two Republicans, Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, indicate they won't back him over sexual misconduct allegations. And the White House says it fears former GOP leader Mitch McConnell will not either.
Helene hit this area.
If those three decide to vote no, then Vice President J.D. Vance could step in as the president of the Senate to cast that tie-breaking vote there for that simple majority needed to push him across the finish line.
That's CBS's Torian Small in Washington. Federal court today said D.C. and the Capitol in particular are off limits without court permission for seven of the Capitol attack defendants released this week after President Trump issued clemency. That includes Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes. The White House says deportations of what it termed immigrant criminals began yesterday. Newark, New Jersey Mayor Roz Baraka is angered over a raid on a business in New Jersey that he says also swept up a military vet and U.S. citizens.
We can disagree about whether you support mass deportation or not. But what we must agree on is that the thing that separates this country from many other countries around the world is the Constitution of the United States.
The FBI says it arrested a 21-year-old Washington State woman in the fatal shooting of a Border Patrol agent in Vermont. The FBI says she and a German man who died in the firefight had been under surveillance for days. Overseas, correspondent Ramy Innocencio tells us the stage is set for the next hostage release tomorrow in Gaza. Four Israeli women.
These four on this list are 19 or 20 years old, abducted from the Nahal Oz military base on October 7, 2023. That's just on the border with northern Gaza.
The government says existing home sales in 2024 tumbled to the lowest level in nearly 30 years, the median price hitting a record $407,000. Wall Street, the Dow, is down 85 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A car on fire in an attached garage spread this morning, causing a fire at a Sheridan Road apartment complex in Kenosha. People living at the Sheridan Muse apartment complex had to evacuate at around 6:30. No one was injured. Racine's Common Council approved a downtown cop house on Main Street. It's a move to enhance safety and community engagement. The facility is expected to open in March. A 28-year-old woman admitted to a Waukegan hospital Tuesday died Thursday night after being found unresponsive on the hospital's rooftop. She was suffering from cold exposure. The Lake McHenry County website reports it happened at the Vista Medical Center East. Police and the community in Kenosha continue to search for 18-year-old Kayla Rose Sobzak. She's been missing since December 17th. She was last seen near 60th Street and 12th Avenue. Her image is on the Kenosha Police social media pages. And that Buc-ee's planned for just north of the Racine-Milwaukee County line will be the first Buc-ee's in the upper Midwest. The 74,000-square-foot convenience store and gas station is planned to be built southwest of I-94 and Elm Road. It is still pending several public hearings. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks turned down the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Miami Heat by nearly 30 points, 129-96. Miami suspending former Marquette star Jimmy Butler for missing the team flight to Milwaukee. Butler in a contract dispute with the Heat. Doc Rivers asked if he was surprised about the situation.
No, I don't know if I'm surprised or not. I just hope they find their way through it. I've been through these things before. You know, I was in Philly with Ben Simmons and all that. It's no fun for anyone.
NFL, two players from Wisconsin, among those to be named NFL Defensive Player of the Year, the Steelers' T.J. Watt from Pewaukee, and Eagles linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer.
That's really cool, really special. Honestly, not even on the spectrum of a goal of mine. I really just try to be the best player I can be and try to maximize my potential and my ability. It's a lot of credit to the guys up front and the guys on this team for aiding in my success.
That's Zach Bond. The Eagles host the Commanders Sunday at 2 for the NFC title with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 20s. For tonight, a few flurries can't be ruled out. Lows will be in the upper teens. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday and warmer with highs in the mid-30s. It will be a bit breezy, though. Sunny with highs in the upper 20s on Sunday. Right now, it's 15 degrees.
Pitts, WRJN. And boys basketball, Dominican invades Racine St. Catharines tonight, pregame 6:30 on WRJN.
Long as I remember, the rain been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Good men truly ages, trying to find the sun. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain. I went down Virginia, seeking shelter.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We go back to the fall, autumnish, Thanksgiving-ish of 1968 for the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget that's coming up in about half an hour. Long about the same time that the first black woman was elected to the House of Representatives. Remember who that was? I'll tell you in half an hour. Anybody? Bueller? Bueller? Be here half an hour from now on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
I'm not.
News Timeless Hits, WRJN, and music from back before you had Ozempic to counter the effects of sugar, sugar.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Honey. Oh, sugar, sugar.
Thank you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Who won the World Series in the autumn of 1968? I'll tell you and play a song from back then. It's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget coming up at 1:45-ish on WRJN. But right now, make way for Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A car on fire in an attached garage spread this morning, causing a fire at a Sheridan Road apartment complex in Kenosha. People living at the Sheridan Muse apartment complex had to evacuate at around 6:30. No one was injured. There are two units that are unlivable. However, the entire place is without power. The Journey Disaster Relief Team is providing support to people impacted. A 28-year-old woman admitted to a Waukegan hospital Tuesday died Thursday night after being found unresponsive on the hospital's rooftop. She was suffering from cold exposure. The Lake McHenry County website reports it happened at the Vista Medical Center East. That hospital recently lost its trauma center designation and dealt with cutbacks. In a move to enhance downtown safety and community engagement, Racine's Common Council has okayed a downtown cop house. It'll go in at 434 Main. The initiative is getting money through S.C. Johnson and the Racine Community Foundation and will serve as a hub for both law enforcement and social services downtown. The facility is expected to open its doors in March. They're looking for someone to call balls and strikes. Literally. The city of Racine is recruiting softball umpires for its adult league, with applications being accepted for the 2025 summer season. Prospective officials must complete a three-part clinic in March and must be responsible for doing games May through August. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 20s. For tonight, a few flurries can't be ruled out. Lows will be in the upper teens. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday and warmer with highs in the mid-30s. It will be a bit breezy, though. Sunny with highs in the upper 20s on Sunday. Right now, it's 15 degrees.
WRJN. Slipping away, sitting on a pillow. Waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow. This is the night
to go to the celebrity ball.
Satin and lace, isn't it a pity? Didn't find time to call.
Yeah.
animals fed up with everything in their life. We got to get out of this place. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know.
who's your daddy here?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you what
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
news, timeless hits, WRJN.
If you were a member of the class of 69, one from your senior year, coming up in just a couple of minutes, and we'll take a look at some of the things that were happening when this particular Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget was on the charts. It follows this on WRJN.
Take a break from the daily grind and treat yourself to something sweet at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Delight in a variety of cobblers, each topped with vanilla bean ice cream. From timeless peach to indulgent cherry and decadent caramel apple, there's a flavor to satisfy every craving. Enjoy freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls served in-house through the drive-thru or at your next birthday party or special event with signature catering options. When winter's chill bites, nothing warms the soul like a stop at the Peach Cobbler Factory, open every day at noon.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Did someone miss out on the perfect holiday gift? Fill the gap with action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between, where every shelf tells a story. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's open up the vault for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. This one from the autumn of 1968. A lot going on then. Shirley Chisholm became the first black woman elected to the House of Representatives. Jackie Kennedy wed Aristotle Onassis. And the Tigers won the World Series beating the Cards. Oh, and by the way, this little thing called the Olympics started up in Mexico City. And on the charts in the States at that time was a song by a guy born in Oklahoma, but raised in Texas, and one of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet. His name, B.J. Thomas. And the song that he had in the charts, autumn of 1968, was The Eyes of a New York Woman, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on WRJN.
Thank you.
York woman, B.J. Thomas. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget from the autumn of 1968 on WRJN. Nuggets are played twice every weekday, 9:45-ish in the morning, and again at 1:45-ish in the afternoon. Now, on Monday, the morning nugget is by a group that had just a wide variety of styles and sounds, mostly because this band had three lead singers. That ought to give you a clue right there. And the afternoon one is an instrumental that is still played by virtually every high school pep band at football games and basketball games and what have you. Yeah, it was a hit back in the day. And it's a Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget Monday on WRJN. WRJN. A kind of hush. You can win tickets to see him along with the association February 28th in Waukegan. Listen starting Tuesday for your chance to win those tickets from WRJN.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Though they may is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump says he's considering getting rid of FEMA. CBS's Erica Brown reports he made the comment in North Carolina.
President Trump arrived in Asheville, North Carolina, to receive a briefing on Hurricane Helene recovery efforts and to meet with families affected by the devastating storm.
I'll be taking strong action to get North Carolina the support that you need.